This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyT2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I'm back with another podcast. So I know I've been MIA. People been looking for me like, you haven't gone live in a while. I just been going through a lot of personal stuff and I just have not had the energy to go live. When you go live on YouTube, you have to bring a certain energy, and I'm not going to come on YouTube if my mind space is not where it needs to be. So I just really been just sticking to podcasting, voiceovers, and doing Zoom meetings. And the Zoom meetings have definitely been helping. We had a really good meeting yesterday. I think it was like close to 300 people came from the Discord, and it was called Get It Off Your Chest. And I loved it. I loved it. I got a lot off my chest, a lot of stress, and a lot of people did too. I mean, we just learned so much from what so many people were going through, people being evicted who were paying their rent but being forced to leave because a lot of these landlords are getting greedy because they know there's a lot of people who are looking for housing. And if you're paying, let's say, $1,200 a month for rent, and I know that this person who's looking for a home is willing to pay $2,000. Now they're doing all types of sneaky, underhanded stuff to get tenants out. So a lot of people right now are looking for housing. People have been evicted. So many people are going through so much stress. And sometimes you think that you're alone. But yesterday's meeting, you know, taught us that, you know, everybody's going through something. I mean, there were lots of really good conversation, tears. And I just really appreciate people for just being open and honest about what they're going through, you know, just regardless in their personal lives. So we'll definitely do more of those. But if you guys do not know, I want to make you aware of just some things for the rest of my audience, is that the rent moratorium has ended. It ended at the beginning of June. So there's going to be a huge uptick in people being evicted. It's gotten so bad. We found out yesterday in the meeting that a lot of these companies now are now buying trailer parks. So we spoke about it yesterday. And now today on the news, it's being announced that there's a section of people in Miami whose trailer park has been bought. And these people literally have to be out in a few days.
I told you, my daughter's not the only child that lives here. We got other kids in this trailer park and it's not fair. Where are the kids going to go? Where are they going to have to sleep out when we get kicked out? You know, it's not fair. This is what's been keeping me stable, been keeping me afloat. And for somebody to just come with all that money that they supposedly had and just snatch it right off from all of us, it's not fair.
And this is happening all over the country. There was another case yesterday in Miami where over 200 residents are now being evicted from their apartments. So this is putting a lot of stress on people. It's a lot of things going on right now in the world. So just stay prayed up. It's a lot of things that just does not make sense to me. And I'm trying to wrap my head around things. And it's literally just like draining because the stuff that I'm seeing is just not making sense, especially being that all of this was ushered in because of C-19. Now, if you guys do not know, it has been announced today that basically they're doing this whole initiative in Seattle, Washington, where they are giving you pre-rolled joints. It's called the Joints for Jabs Initiative, where basically you can go in, get the COVID-19 vaccine, and then they will give you a pre-rolled joint. If y'all don't see the games that are being played here, I don't know what else to tell y'all. Y'all go ahead and listen to this news clip real quick.
So you still haven't gotten your COVID vaccine. At this point, what's it going to take? The state of Washington hopes that for some people, the answer might just be a little bit of free marijuana. You know, kind of like bars and restaurants have.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Been allowed to give away free drinks as vaccine incentives.
The cannabis industry had been asking to do the same. And in our discussions, we decided that we could find a way to be able to make that happen.
Brian Smith is with the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board. He says the Joints for Jabs promotion is a temporary allowance that runs through July 12th. Through it, state-licensed cannabis retailers in Washington can hold in-store vaccine clinics for adults 21 and older. After getting vaccinated, participants may then receive one pre-rolled joint and no other product as part of the deal.
This was a big step for us. To my knowledge, we've never allowed the giveaway of any marijuana or cannabis to any adult consumers. But this was a step that we thought that we had some decent controls around it.
I would love to see that happen in Oregon.
Sam Rothaker is a bud tender at Kaya Shack, a cannabis retailer in Southeast Portland.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
While they can't incentivize getting shots with free marijuana, Kaya Shack is offering a 10% discount to customers who bring in their vaccine cards. They hope it does some good.
Now, what I find really interesting about this whole new initiative is that this is not the only one. And this is why I just do not feel comfortable with this vaccine. It's not even so much the vaccine, right? Because vaccines have been around forever. But this has been around such a short time. But what is really bothersome is all of these initiatives and rewards that people are getting for going to go take this vaccine. 7 days ago, they were doing a giveaway for guns in West Virginia, that if you went and got the vaccine, you were eligible to win a brand new gun. Also in Ohio, about 2 months ago, it came out where the Ohio governor was willing to enter people into a lottery to win $1 million if they got the vaccine.
In West Virginia, those who get vaccinated could win some major prizes, like a chance to win a college scholarship or a new pickup truck. It's part of a new push from the state to get more shots in arms. Right now, 41% of residents there are fully vaccinated, and 51% have had at least one dose. NBC News reporter Gary Grumbach joins us now from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. So, Gary, what are you learning about this new incentive plan to help get more people vaccinated? We mentioned some of the prizes. What else can folks win?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. You know, you've heard of those more typical incentives, things like college scholarships or $1 million. That's happening here in West Virginia, too, starting on June 20th. But there's also some things that officials tell me they hope it to be a wild and wonderful twist to the vaccine incentive program here in West Virginia. Of course, hunting and fishing is big business. It's a big hobby here in the state. And so officials are taking advantage of that. They're giving away lifetime memberships, lifetime licenses to the fishing and hunting clubs. They're also doing things like giving away a Ford F-150 trucks, as you mentioned, every week for 5 weeks, starting at the end of June. And they're also doing something that's a little more controversial. They're giving away 5 shotguns and 5 hunting rifles as well, just for the fully vaccinated or even partially vaccinated. All they need to do is just get at least 1 shot. Now, organizations like Moms Demand in Everytown, they tell me they're not sure why there's a little bit of a back and forth between a deadly weapon being given for a life-saving vaccine. But that is whatever the officials say, that they think they know their audience, and that's what people want.
With declining demand for vaccines, states now trumping each other with massive incentives. Ohio got a 28% boost in vaccinations after its Vax-a-Million lottery. Now Maryland giving away $40,000 each day for 40 days with a grand prize of $400,000.
Get your shot for a shot to win.
New York is jumping on the bandwagon as well with its Vax and Scratch lottery, announcing prizes up to $5 million. And this morning, the White House says that it's partnering with dating apps, encouraging people to get their shots and allowing users to showcase their vaccination status.
When have they ever done this with any other vaccine? I don't recall them giving me anything when I used to get the flu shot. This was many moons ago. I haven't had the flu shot in probably 10 years. But I remember when I used to go and get the flu shot, I would get a sticker. That was it. Come back to work. I got my flu shot. That was it. But now they're willing to give out free guns, free donuts, joints. It just does not make sense. And the thing that's really disturbing about this, if you guys remember back in 2020, they were saying to not smoke weed, to not smoke cigarettes, to not vape. This was the New York Times that was telling people this. They were saying that smokers and vapers may be at greater risk for C19. Okay. There were also experts coming out saying that you should not be smoking.
And we know from the previous coronavirus outbreaks, especially the MERS outbreak, that smokers were more susceptible to infection and more likely to get more serious infection. I think the reasonable assumption is that people who smoke, because of those injuries to local defenses and the information we have from other respiratory infections, people who smoke will be at more risk for more serious COVID-19 infection.
So you guys just heard that, but now all of a sudden they're pushing people to come and get the vaccine and get a joint. Now, one thing that we have established is that this vaccine is not 100%. I remember during one of my live streams, somebody called in and she stated that she got the vaccine and she still ended up getting COVID. So if COVID is an issue that affects your lungs and your breathing, why then would you encourage people to do a joints for jabs? It doesn't make any sense. This is a lung disease. So imagine if the vaccine does not fully protect you and you end up getting COVID-19, you've put more stress on your lungs by smoking. And then on top of that, what's really disturbing is the fact that they're saying that it's pre-rolled. It's not like you can go in and say, hey, give me 10 milligrams of, you know, blueberry blunt or, you know, the cookie blunt, just whatever the hell y'all name these damn, you know, weed strains, right? You're not picking your weed strain. You're not even seeing what is rolled in there. How do you know that there's not something else rolled in that pre-rolled joint? And who licked the paper? Did they have COVID on their tongue? Well, maybe nobody had to lick it. Maybe they dipped it in water. I don't know. But it's just really unnerving when you really think about how deep this situation is. On top of that, let's not forget.
So today's sponsor comes from BetterHelp.com. Are there certain things that are interfering with your happiness? Is there something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, BetterHelp is here to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can speak to them in a safe and comfortable environment, and everything will be confidential. BetterHelp is convenient, professional, and affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you can get 10% off your very first month by visiting betterhelp.com/sipslow. That is my code to get the 10% off. Over 1 million people are taking charge of their mental health by talking to licensed professional counselors who specialize in a variety of things, everything from depression to stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, and much more. So once again, if you are looking for some type of mental health support, make sure you go on to betterhelp.com/sipslow to get 10% off today.
It was just a few years ago that many Black people and minority people were being hauled off to jail for selling weed. There's people right now who are in prison for years for moving marijuana. But now all of a sudden it's legal. It's being used as a way to encourage people to get the jab. Meanwhile, the same people who were selling it way back then are sitting in prison. Like the hypocrisy and the corruption with all this is just, it's mind boggling. And then on top of that, when you really think about it, who are they aiming this to? Because they know that most minority, especially Black communities, unless it's something mandatory from your job, a lot of folks are very hesitant to go and get this vaccine. A lot of people are being pressured from their jobs, from their bosses to go get it, which to me is totally disrespectful because there's a such thing as HIPAA laws. And it's none of your business what I get done to my body medically. It's not your right to ask me, have I had the vaccine? It's none of your business. So I believe that they're trying to do this whole joints for jabs as a way to basically promote it to Black and minority communities, because the stereotype is all minorities do is smoke weed. So what better way can we get minorities to go along with the vaccine than to give them a free blunt afterwards? And the crazy part is people are lining up, you know, to do this. And it's really sad. I don't feel like you should have to incentivize people to do what they feel with their body. If they feel they need to get the vaccine to protect themselves, to make them sleep better at night, then by God, go and get that done. But I don't think you should be rewarded with free donuts, gun entries, lottery entries, and blunts. It just doesn't make sense. In what world have they ever done this? Y'all don't even give folks prizes for getting STD tests. You're more likely to get burnt by somebody out here than even catching COVID-19. But are they rewarding folks who go and get an STD test every 6 months and don't spread shit to the community? No, they're not. But they're rewarding people for getting the vaccine. So at this point, it just lets you know that this is way deeper than anything that we could even imagine. And the fact that it's being pushed to this level is very unnerving. With all this stuff that's going on, why is this the biggest push? Why is this the biggest incentive? You have people right now who don't even know where they're going to live because their apartment that they're living in has been sold out from under them. You have the homelessness about to rise this summer. On top of the heat, the global warming and the heat that's rising, I'm in the Twin Cities. It was 100 degrees this weekend. It's been like in the 90s all week. This is not normal for June. You know, usually around June, we're in like the 70s, 80s, but it's been a heat wave all over the country. There's a drought going on right now on the West Coast. The West Coast is suffering right now from lack of water. It got so bad that the Utah governor had a prayer session. They asked for everybody in the state of Utah this weekend. I don't know if y'all missed this. I posted on the Discord to do a prayer so that way they could get more rain.
All right, Danny, thank you. And Governor Spencer Cox is asking Utahns to join in prayer this weekend for an end to the state's drought emergency.
We need more rain, and we need it now. We need some divine intervention. That's why I'm asking Utahns of all faiths to join me in a weekend of prayer, June 4th through the 6th. By praying collaboratively and collectively, asking God or whatever higher power you believe in for more rain, we may be able to escape the deadliest aspects of the continuing drought.
The drought emergency threatens crops and the state's food supply. The governor is also asking Utahns to conserve water, fix leaky faucets and showers, use water-wise landscaping as well.
There's a lot of things going on. It seems like there's a lot of Bible prophecies coming to fruition in 2021. And it's insane that this is what they're pushing. Meanwhile, there's bigger issues that are going on right now. Yesterday, there was a huge outage. If you guys don't know this, a lot of systems went down yesterday.
Brian Stelter is here for us in New York. Brian, I don't ever have to remind you about the real world implications of this. You follow it so closely. You know, you pointed out that this outage was so widespread that there was this quick ripple effect, like the kind that we just pointed out there. It might be largely over now, but what's the collateral damage here?
Well, if it feels like this is happening more often, that's because it is happening more often. This was one of the most widespread outages we've ever seen because it took down everything from Hulu and HBO Max to Spotify and CNN and the BBC. And as you're saying, even government websites. And this was also notable because it was not restricted to one part of the world. This was affecting users in Europe, in the United States, in parts of Asia and Africa, all at the same time. Essentially, what happened is Fastly installed a bad software update. And its bad software update then spread and had that ripple effect. You know, originally, the reason why you have these content delivery networks like Fastly that are close physically to people's homes and access points is to speed up the internet, is to make web pages and songs and everything play faster on your phones and computers. But when it goes down hard. And that's what we saw earlier today. It's a reminder that there are only a small number of these cloud computing firms that are keeping essentially the entire internet online. When I say that, I mean the entire consumer internet. Of course, there's lots of redundancies, lots of different parts of the internet. But when you think about these major players, whether it's Hulu or Spotify or Reddit, all these big companies, they rely on the same handful of firms. So in the words of Recode, it's both the scale today and the frequency of these outages that is what's worrisome.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I just point out, beyond everything you couldn't get done, right, this did affect the vaccine rollout in the UK. And of course, that is something that people just can't afford, especially given what's going on right now. Now, unequivocally, I'd say, I'm sure you'd agree, this proves the internet is infrastructure. And it's not really safeguarded nearly as well as it should be, right?
In this case, there's no evidence this was a cyber attack, a case of ransomware. This seems to have just been a company that made with a big hiccup that everybody then heard.
Right, but it makes me nervous, Brian. Doesn't it make you nervous? You said it was like a software update. Because
of all the scrambling in so many corners. Here at CNN, we started trying to figure out, how do we get news onto the website? How do we share it on social media? You know, you had newsrooms scrambling, you had consumer entertainment companies scrambling, and government scrambling, because when your app, when your website suddenly goes down, the viewers at home, you know, we have no idea what's going wrong. You have to wait to actually find out. Sometimes you might assume the worst. In this case, it seems like it was not the worst case scenario, but it is a reminder of how vulnerable this infrastructure is.
So you guys just heard that, and that just lets you know that, you know, it's serious, the stuff that is going on right now, you know, around the world. That Fastly update that went down yesterday, it took down major sites from Reddit to Spotify, and everything was down for about an hour. You know, so once again, there's so many more important things like infrastructure, protecting ourselves from ransomware, you know, attacks on the country through the digital space. I feel like that needs to be focused on more than this constant focus on how we can get more people to be vaccinated. You know, it's just starting to be so redundant and frustrating. But yeah, it's a lot of things going on right now. With the internet, with social media and the world in general. So I wanted to come up here and just keep you guys up to date on everything. So definitely be vigilant. You know, the ransomware attacks are definitely up. The spam calls are definitely up. The scammers are out and about, you know, so be very careful. I've given you guys tips in previous Zoom meetings on how to safeguard yourself and, you know, what to look for. So please, you know, bear that in mind. But it's just crazy, the stuff that's going on right now. And just know that if you are stressed and you're going through a lot of stuff, you know, just know that you're not alone in this, and just stay strong and try to keep a positive mind frame, even though it can be hard because there's so many stressors going on right now for a lot of people. And you don't want that to overwhelm you where it ends up, you know, stressing you out so much that you get sick. Or that, you know, it makes you not able to do your job and you get fired, and that may be your only source of income. So, you know, I'm just going to continue to keep everybody in prayer, honey. It's a lot going on out here. Just stay vigilant, you know, enjoy the celebrity news and gossip, but understand what's going on in the world around you. And I'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.